what a day awaits us. This world is not our home. We are only passing through. And we are looking for that blessed hope, a glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the Lord has promised, He will come. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and we who are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And He says, comfort one another with these words. Saints, it may be any day now. Any day, the Lord is going to come. And we are waiting. We are sealed with the Spirit and the Bride. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We are saved for glory. You know, enjoy our time here. I travel and see various nice landscapes and different sceneries. They will be nothing like heaven. Nothing like heaven. And as we were studying in the scriptures, there is something better than the inheritance. There is something better than the place. It is God Himself. We shall behold Him. Amen. I'd like to read in the second book of Corinthians some verses in chapter 5 and verse 18. And all things of who had reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and had given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I would like to touch on reconciliation this evening, because it's a blessing of the highest order. When it comes to forgiveness of sins, we have been pardoned. Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins. And the same writer says, my sins, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear them no more. Praise God. Praise God. That was a happy day. But we are not only forgiven. See, before a person comes to this wonderful truth of God forgiving you of your sins that you have committed, and seeing how He has gone about to provide for this clearing of one's sin and forgiving him of his sins. The blood of God's Son cleansed it from us. But we are justified. Justified. Cleared of every charge. That God in His... How can man be just before God? And the book of Romans answers it. That God has been propitiated. God has been satisfied by the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That God can be just and the justifier of those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Romans chapter 5, being justified by faith, we have peace with God and have access into this grace wherein we stand. When we think of what God has done, not only forgive me of my past, but likewise of my sins, but remove the very thing that was against Him. Justified me, clothed in the righteousness of God. Then when it comes to redemption, it's by blood and it's by power. What a blessed, we often sing it, redeem, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by His infinite mercy, His child forever. In redemption, God has brought us back to Himself. By blood, by power. But the wonderful truth is this. He has removed us from further sale. We are His and His forever. My slavery days are over. I have been rescued from the slave market of sin. But when it comes to redemption, yes, We were not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but by the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. But we are going to look at reconciliation. What it is. What it is that we could give a nice little heading for it. It is really being brought or entering into fully all the wealth and favor and love of God. To be brought into that circle of divine pleasure. This is what reconciliation is. And it's a blessing of the highest order to be reconciled. Now we know that according to Romans chapter 5, I want to turn to it. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. He says, for if when we were enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Reconciliation, some hymns says, you know, Isaac Watts says, God reconciling to us. That's not scripture. God was never our enemy. God was always there on looking for man. God had lost man. When Adam fell in the garden, he plunged man into such a chaos that even God had to come looking for him and ask Adam, where are you? There was a distance by that sin. He said, by dying, he died spiritually, and by dying, you will die. Man was without hope, without God, without Christ in this world. And man had gone away from God. And when you read Romans chapter 1 and 2, you realize how far man had gone. This gap God had to span. This gap God had to come to rescue man and bring man back to himself. So now when we were enemies, imagine God was our enemy. And we looking at God. And God in his grace saying, listen, yes, man needs forgiveness. Yes, man needs to be justified. Yes, man needs to be redeemed. But indeed, God wants to bring man right into his presence, that you may be brought in into this circle of divine favor, that you may enjoy all the wealth and favor and love of God. This is where God is working to. And the mystery and the work that God went about to bring this about is heartwarming. Hear what he says back into 2 Corinthians chapter 18, chapter 5 and verse 18. He says, for all things of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now the ministry of reconciliation is for the saints. Okay? It's for us. It's for us to enjoy this ministry. That to think, God has brought me into all his wealth. He's not sharing it, no. He's bringing us into it. He has bringing us into that circle of love and favor. All of that God is bringing us into. And if I should add, no place you find in relation to the Father, he came out. The Son came out to bring us in, that we may realize what God has done. And this is for the saints. This is for us. This is like we were touching on sonship yesterday. This is where we have been brought. And in Colossians, we are reconciled. And I want to turn to that quickly. Colossians chapter 1. I'm reading verse 21. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to itself. By him I say, whether it be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh to death to present you holy, unblameable, unmovable, unreprovable, in his sight. Now, I want to explain these two things. In verse 20, this is to the believers. He said, And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, the price was paid. Okay? There is nothing now in relation to my sins that can come before God. The blood has been paid, the peace has been made, the enmity that was between us has been satisfied, and God has cleared on God's side. God is cleared that God can come out now to man and bring him in into this place of divine favor. But the offenses, he says, now tells us, no, the offenses in the death of the Lord Jesus, he has removed all of this. So there is nothing on God's side that can hinder him from coming out to man and tell him, come in, all things are ready. Reconciliation. Now have he reconciled us. So I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait to get to glory, to realize I can enjoy indeed the wealth, the favor, the love, and this circle of divine pleasure. I don't have to wait till I get there to enjoy it. Now hath he reconciled. Yes, the world have to wait in the day to come, because he's going to reconcile all things in heaven and earth, indeed, to the Godhead. This is the Godhead who's acting. The Lord Jesus comes out to act on behalf of the Godhead, to be reconciled to the Godhead. That is what Colossians is bringing before us. And he says, is this possible? The language of scripture. And you, that was sometimes alienated, and enemies in your mind, by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. He says, reconciled and brought back. And I want to turn to a verse in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18. This is before we came into the good of reconciliation. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that are in them because of the blindness of their hearts. This is where man was. This is where we were. And now God is saying to us, listen, I am going to present you to myself. You know, brethren, in the scriptures, there are three places, I would like, there are at least four, but let me touch three, about this presentation. You find in the book of Jude, he says that he may present us before his glory in a day to come. He tells us here in Colossians, to present us, in verse 22, in his body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. And then, when you get to the book of Ephesians, the Lord Jesus in saying to us that he's going to present us a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things. You could imagine the blessings that is set forth in Jude is before God. Here is before the Godhead. And in Ephesians is before is Christ presenting it to himself. We are reconciled. When we look at this, we say, where I have been brought, I'm still on planet Earth. But in the sphere where divine persons has brought us, there is no hindrance on the side of God of opening up his heart and says, come on in. All things has been accomplished. Reconcile. That is true of each one of us. Ponder it. When we get to Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son left, or the lost son. Father, give me the goods that falleth to me. And Father, give him the goods. And he took his journey into the far country, wasted his substance in righteous living. And when he began to be in want, He ended up in the pig's pen. And when he came to himself, he arrives and he says, how much bread my father have enough to spare servants, and I perishing here. I'll arise, I'll go home. That's the spirit of reconciliation. Oh God, he came in, and everything that he needed was in the father's house. The father, when he came home, the father fell on his neck, covered him with kisses, and indeed says, you know, father, I've sinned, and against heaven and him no more, to be called thy son, no more. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That's not the father's thoughts. The father's thoughts is, I am going to bring you in. I'm going to help you. Sorry. I'm going to have you enjoy what I have provided. No, he put on, he had a ring on his shoulder. Robe. Put the robe on him. Put ring on his finger. Put shoes on his feet. Bring forth the fatted calf. Let's kill it. Let's eat. Let drink and be merry. That is what reconciliation is. Reconciliation is to be brought in. To feast with divine persons. To enjoy what God has secured for us and bring us in. It's higher than just being, my sins are forgiven. My sins and iniquities, God will remember no more. Grand brother, happy day that fixed my choice. But likewise, I can rejoice because I am justified, cleared. There's no, Romans chapter 8, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? God says, it's I who justified him. So there is no charge we could bring against a person whom God has justified and redeemed. You know, saints, in Niagara on the Lake, I think I shared here already, there is a line, that's New York, that's America, this is America, and this is Canada. And when slaves wanted to get away, they would try to cross over into Canada. And when they get there, they were free. One slave made it over, but his master was on a horse behind him, bringing him back. And there he was, on the other side, he crossed over into Canada. And there was a white man on the other side in Canada, and a white man behind him. And the white man on this side said, throw him over the border. Throw him back. He's my slave. And the other man on the other side said to him, you're free. You're free. You know what the man did? This is true. He started to cry. He said, two white men mocking me. One telling me to throw him over. And this one telling me you're free. He couldn't understand. But you know what happened? The man in Canada took him home and said, you could live with me. He started pinching himself. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't. Is this true? You know what freedom is? You know what to be free? And to come to a place, not only freed, but now to be brought home and says, my house is your house. This is what God has done for us. My place is your place. And God has brought us in to enjoy what he has been enjoying throughout the countless ages of eternity. And what are we going to feast upon? When we are reconciled. When we are brought into the wealth and favor and knowledge and this circle of divine favor, we are going to feast upon Christ. Bring forth the fatted calf. That's the ministry that God has given to us. And the Apostle Paul, it is given to him. And he says here, he says, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. A lot of saints don't know what they have. I could remember this lady in New York City. She was a bad woman, you know, picking up garbage on the street. And she died. She was a multi-millionaire. She had money in the stocks. She died a pauper. Many Christians don't know the joy of entering in into the heart of God and realizing what God has done for us and what God has done to bring us in, not to be by the door, to come on in. And the Father, the only place in the scripture you will see is in the book of Luke chapter 15. When the servants tell the elder son, he said, what is happening in there? He said, man, he's enjoying reconciliation. He is reconciled in the consciousness of it. No, brethren, we have not gone into any place, but in spirit we can enter in. But the servant said to the elder son, what is happening in there? You see, your brother who was lost is now found, who was dead is alive again, and your father is indeed enjoying, indeed, and having a merriment, indeed, in there with him, because indeed now is joy to the father's heart. It's joy to what the father is getting pleasure out of the return and this reconciliation he had with his son. You know what happened? He didn't want to come in. The father came out. The only place in scripture you will find the father came out, because the son came out. The spirit came out. Not the father. But the father came out because of his heart. And realizing the joy he's having, he wants others to enter into that joy, indeed, that he was enjoying. Come on in. Son, your brother has come who wasted his substance. Who went into the far country. That man went into the far country, wasted his substance, trying to live without the father. It's impossible. Impossible. Father came out and entreated. He said, you know something? Dad, you didn't even give me a kid to enjoy with my friends. He missed the spirit of reconciliation. We are reconciled to the Godhead, in Colossians. To the Godhead was interested. And what it cost the Godhead. I shouldn't say that. I'll repeat. Sorry. The desire or the move or the plan of the Godhead is the incarnation of the Son. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. It meant that God must become a man. And it tells us that to wilt, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses. Man had overstepped his bounds. Man had gone too far unto them, but had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now the word of reconciliation is for the sinner. It's to tell him, we want him, want them to be reconciled to God. How God desired to bring you in, to enjoy what he has secured for us in Christ. And he says, the Apostle Paul, he says, and now, then we are ambassadors. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Romans, says, listen, I am a debtor, both to the Jew and to the Greek. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, not only to the Jew, but also to the Gentiles. And he says, I'm ready to preach the gospel. The Apostle Paul, there in the King Agrippa. And Festus says, Paul, which learning that made thee mad? He says, I'm not mad, Lord, no, Professor. The king before whom I speak not of these things. Says, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? Do you think by this little persuasion you will make me a Christian? The Apostle Paul preached this blessed truth to the unseen. The ministry, I want to stress, is for us. The word of reconciliation is for the sinner. And he tells us, and now, then we beseech, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. The work has been accomplished. It has been done to God's divine satisfaction. And a verse in the book of Genesis, chapter 49. It tells us, when Joseph revealed himself to his. And they wept. They wept on him. He and his father held together. What's that?
Genesis 49, verse 2.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, it says Genesis 45, and it tells us in verse 4, and Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God that sent me before you to preserve life. Indeed, to see this, and now being brought in, it says the ways of God is past finding out. How God went about to bring us, because if, when Adam fell, he had eaten that tree of life, God kept Adam from eating, because he would have lived in that state forever. So it was the mercies of God that stopped him and put that angel, that cherubim, to stop him from coming to the tree of life. And saints, when we think of it, and we say, look at what God has done. But we have gotten more than Adam would have ever gotten. Because God, Adam was not brought into the circle of divine favor. Adam will not be brought into the portals of glory as we are. But we are going to be brought there. And now, indeed, he is saying to us, what a blessing. We have now, we are reconciled now to the Godhead. And I want to repeat, if we should say in a little nutshell what reconciliation is, in a day to come, God is going to reconcile the universe back to himself. And he's going to put it under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are, right now, reconciled to God, holy, blameless, unreprovable in his Son. And you ask, can we have anything higher than that? No. Reconciliation is not there. We're not there. And God says, I have brought you into that. No, we tell a sinner, we want you to enjoy. We want you to enjoy this. Enjoy this life coming home. We like the prodigal son. Prodigal son. I'll say it. In St. Kitts, where we lived and labored for what, 29 years, there was a secretary to the United Nations. And he was wealthy, was wealthy. And one day he went on a trip, he and seven others on a boat, to take a ride around the island. And he just disappeared. They looked for him for months, for days. Never found him. Up to today, no trace of the boat, no trace of anyone. They just disappeared. He left a home down by the beach. He had cars. And he left two other homes at a certain point. And he left it for his children. I tell you, they squandered what he left. The house he had, a tree grew up in the living room and came to the roof. The cars were just left. And he says, if I had a house like that. But you see, at times people don't understand the value and the blessings into which we have been brought. To see the length that God has gone to accomplish reconciliation for us. And to have no appreciation for it like the elder son. I'm not coming in. You could enjoy your son who was lost and is now found. And the son was feasting upon the same thing the father was feasting upon. The fatted calf. So the father ate a piece of calf. He was eating that too. And the wine he also enjoyed. It was a time of merriment of the father. Indeed enjoying. Indeed this person who came back and was reconciled. And indeed, he says, look what Father, you remember he says, Father, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. The father never listened to him. The father says, bring forth. And that is how it is for us. Saints, thank God we are forgiven. Thank God we are justified. Thank God we are redeemed. But I thank God I am reconciled. Reconciled. Nothing. There is nothing. Peace has been made. There is nothing between us and the Father. And God says, now are you reconciled. So the apostle, you find in his language and in his life, proclaim this message all the way. Reconcile. Reconcile. You are reconciled. Just enjoy. I've been to Buckingham Palace. Yes. I didn't get in. Okay. They kept me out. There was a sentry stood by the gate. Now, you who live in the UK, know you have to walk a long way and see the gate. And when you get there, a man standing up with a gun. He ain't saying a word, but he's sending a message. So far, no further. When we have gone in, we have passed the gate, we have passed the sentry, and we have gone in to meet the Father. When we get in there, the subject is not us. The subject is, enjoy what I've secured for you to bring you in this place. By what means? By the death of the Lord Jesus. Now, Romans chapter 5, it tells us, and you are reconciled by the death of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a cause! Won't you proclaim this? Won't you tell others? Be reconciled to God. That's why we preach the gospel. Preach the gospel that men may know God is not your enemy. God is for us, and God has worked to bring us in that we may enjoy this wonderful place of reconciliation. Let's enjoy that. A dear brother used to say, Christians is like this. They have a bag of goodies, and they grab them out and run into the rapture. And so, what you got in the bag? I've got it. I've got it. What you got in the bag? I've got it. You run into the rapture. They never open the bag to enjoy what is in there. Well, God wants us to open the bag to enjoy reconciliation. Indeed, and reconciliation to the God of the universe. It moves me. Why? I tell you why. I am a person who likes to look at the stars and planets. And since JW, that Webb telescope has gone out there, some pictures are coming back. That is beyond man. Beyond man. They just went out and loop around the backside of the moon and came back. I would have loved to be on that spaceship. Honestly, I might have taken a tranquilizer, but I still would like to be there and view all this vast expanse that God is going to reconcile to himself and put it under the headship of Christ. But to know before God has done that, he has done it with me. He has done it with me. And what pleasure it will be in a day to come to see what God will do with this universe. But can I enjoy this now? What God has done with us. Holy. Unreprovable. He will present us in his sight. We are in his sight right now. And we are reconciled to the Godhead. May God help us to be holy upon this truth and walk in the dignity of it. I am reconciled. Brethren, before we sing, there was a dear brother. He and his wife was fighting like cat and dog, I tell you. And we pray. It's taped, so I have to be a little careful once. We pray. And I tell you, it had gotten to a point where everyone says it could never come back again. Never come back. Chaos. And the counsel of many, leave them alone. I said, no. We believe in a God who can reconcile. I tell you, today, you should see that couple. Boy, they are lovey-dovey. The joy that they exhibit. that even some of those who said it could never work have to confess God has worked. If these earthly manifestations of reconciliation could bring such joy and a testimony for God, much less the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, may God help us to walk in the dignity of what we are reconciled. I'll say it again. You are reconciled. When? Now. Right now. And we could tell a sinner, you need to be reconciled. You're not enjoying your life. You have not met your potential. You are coming short. You are enemy of God. But we have given up the fight. And we have come home. We are reconciled. Amen?
Amen.
Verse, hymn number 145. Rise, my soul, behold, it's Jesus. Jesus, fill thy wandering eyes. See him now in glory seated, where thy sin no more can lie.